Say that again.
Great many. No, I won't say it again. You heard, right?
I spend more than that, man. What?
Great many nights with a great many men and with Ann, too.
Sounds pretty good.
At all these meetings, and Hal, including Hal Cummings.
What did you do? What was your contract for?
What? Nine commissions at one time.
Nine commissions.
Yeah, for about 15 years. All at one time, and I had them all straight. And every single night. No, but I don't know about that, but I mean, we kept them all. We never got mixed up.
That. You had a good sense of capturing the essence of the meeting. And well, I remember because the person I don't remember who we got after that had no clue. We had terrible minutes, and then finally we got April.
Yeah, she was always great. Yeah, April was great.
I want to hear the story about the sleigh ride.
Oh, about the sleigh ride.
Yeah, I don't have that on tape.
All right. Well, the sleigh ride took place. It was during World War II, and I'd say it was probably 1943. Emma, the sleigh ride, about 1943, 44. Yeah, and Morris, who was, pardon? Oh, I shall. And it was a lovely, cold, clear night in the middle of winter, and I heard these. I was on the farm up in Coventry, on the other side of the lake, and I heard jingle bells coming up. And here comes a sleigh with the two beach horses, Sally and Teddy. And Morris was driving the sleigh, and Emma was on it, and there were about a dozen of us. Yeah. And we all piled in. There were blankets and hay in there. And Morris drove. We came down Hatch Hill. Down. And it was not paved in those days, nor plowed. During World War II, there were no plows out, and came down Hatch Hill through Brandy Hill onto Reservoir and over to Route 30. There was a restaurant over near, where Theo's is, around where Theo's is, and we had hamburgers and whatever.
Igloo?
Yeah, around there. And then came back through Reservoir, and Emma was deathly ill. She was hanging off the back of the sleigh, and we were holding onto her legs, and she was going at it a mile a minute. And then we all came back here to the big house. And this was called the big house. Yeah, but this was called the big house.
Okay.
And it was always known as the big house. And and we had, I think, then coffee and sandwiches in the kitchen here. And then later Morris drove me home with the car. And it was a beautiful, beautiful night. Once. I've never been on a sleigh ride before or since. And wasn't it lovely, Emma? Wasn't it lovely? Yeah, it was a gorgeous night. Okay. Everybody should experience
it. She saw it was white with two lines.
Yeah.
Hey, Olga, go ahead.
Yeah, Valley Falls Road was only used by the Dorecos.
Right.
It was a private road to the barn. And then there were the turkeys down by where the parking lot is now for the pond. That was the turkeys they had there.
Oh, the turkeys were all the way down the hillside?
Yeah, they were down where the parking lot is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The chickens were in back of a little garage.
Yeah.
There were two garages there that are gone now.
Yes.
Right across from the house.
Yes, right.
But the turkeys were down, Emma. Remember you had... By the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, it was just a track. It was a track with grass growing up high. And sometimes we would go through. Petey would go get an ice cream or something. Remember?
Yeah.
And
where would it go to? Where did that go to?
Tunnel Road. It came out there, but nobody ever used it. It was a private. It was just Dorico land. I mean, beach land. They wouldn't.
Oh. Okay.
Nobody else ever used that, Emma.
How did it ever happen that was opened up and paved as a road, which has ruined the barn, because once you drive everyone through, you've cut the
farm. I don't
farm
know.
In
when
half.
Did they amicite that, Emma?
And who allowed it?
After the war?
Oh, yeah.
It was after the war.
Remember, Bill?
Billy?
38.
No, you went down there in 38.
38.
You went down in 38.
38.
Yeah. The factory?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that hadn't been in existence for so many years, Ron.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Nobody ever. I never knew anybody go down Valley Falls Road except you. Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, us.
Yeah.
Morris and Petey.
What, did it even have a road sign?
No, there were no road signs. It was their driveway.
Do you have any pictures of that then, you know, when that was just a private road, you know?
No, no. I've got a beautiful picture of the, that Ellery Kington took of a fire that was on the mountain when the orchard in back of Shays and the horses were there. You seen that picture that I've got?
That picture that I had last, when was it, last summer you had some kind of a meeting? And Mrs. Burke asked me if she could take that painting that I have in the room.
Oh, that painting, yeah.
But I've got Ellery's actual photo that was in the Hartford Times of the horse right there, and that was a beautiful orchard. That orchard was beautiful in back of.
Excellent.
Yeah, I got that in the living.
Where was the orchard?
Back of the barn.
The orchard was in, no, no, the orchard was in back of Shays.
Shays.
Back of the little red house across from me.
Right.
There was a gorgeous orchard there. Kept mowed. Morris and Mr. DiRico kept it mowed.
And we've cut down some of the trees there, and some of the old trees are back in there.
We want to see those pictures. That would be a great picture.
Yeah, that's a beautiful picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Part of it.
Well, not our backyard, but there is an area further down the hill.
You own some of that. I was wondering when the addition was put on in the back of the farmhouse, you know that, you know that.
Yeah, oh God, that's a long time.
Did you guys do that?
No.
It was there even before?
Arthur Bamford built that. He put that addition on.
Okay.
Because Ken Webster was down there at that time.
Okay.
And then they put on another room in the back.
So what year was that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So it was before the war?
Oh, yes.
So the addition goes back to the 30s?
Maybe before that.
Quite some time, because they used to.
The addition has a cement foundation. You know, the rest of the house was stone, the stone.
Yeah, it's half and half.
That part is older.
Yeah, so the poured foundation had to be, I don't know, 1920, I guess. I'm just kind of guessing.
Yeah, that's been a long time. I don't remember that at all.
How about the tin ceiling? I want to hear that story.
About what?
About the tin ceiling in the kitchen?
I had no idea about that.
Who said they had a?
Olga.
Olga, about the tin ceiling in that kitchen area. We don't have that on tape.
Emma.
Or Emma.
I'm not a speaker.
You don't have to be. Just tell us about it.
She's got a good job.
It was a tin ceiling in the kitchen, and also that used to be, I think they used to use that as a dining room. Both of those rooms had tin ceiling. And then we had the living room in back that belongs to the second apartment.
So this was when it was all one house?
One house.
So you had a tin ceiling in the
kitchen, and also that was the dining room, or else you could call it a living room. Well, you used to use it as a living room, but they have still that china closet that built in the wall. So evidently, they used to use that as a dining room.
What else do you remember about living there? Did you have what kind of heat did you have? Wood?
We had coal.
Okay.
Coal and wood.
Downstairs?
Down in the basement, yeah. And that was a nice warm house.
Where did you store the wood and the coal?
The coal down in the basement. We had a coal bin on a side facing the hill, you know, towards Bolton Road.
And wood?
There was a bin. Wood.
They had a chute, and they used to shoot through the window.
that was also in the...
Yeah.
They all had.
Was that shed that we put wood in there?
Yeah, but that was
for wood before. Or?
That was for the wood stove in the kitchen. We used to have a wood stove in the kitchen.
Was it hot air heat or steam or?
That was steam heat, wasn't it?
Steam heat. Yeah.
Steam heat.
Yeah.
No. What happened to the tin ceiling?
One of the tenants ripped it down. They wanted to remodel, but they didn't ask Pete or Bernice about it, or Morris. So they pulled it all down, and Pete was wild. Oh, he was so mad. And then the other ceiling in the dining room, that was deteriorating. And so we finally had the man come in and done that all over.
Tell us about some other features of the house, for example.
Oh, in the back room where the kitchen is in the back room, we used to have a wood stove in the kitchen, you know, the regular kitchen part. And then in the back room, there was a partition there for hot water.
Oh,
that's how we used to heat our hot water with the wood stove.
Was it a tank?
It was a tank,
okay.
Oh.
A regular tank.
That was on the first floor.
That was on the first floor, the room right next to the kitchen,
okay.
Going towards the back.
It's one of those copper tanks.
Yeah.
Oh, we wondered what that was.
And that was partitioned off. You couldn't see the tank.
So it was kind of more of a utility room?
Pardon?
Kind of a utility room where you had...
It was just all boxed in.
We had an old-fashioned stove. I mean, old-fashioned table. And we used to put it in there. And,
okay.
And then we had our refrigerator in back.
Okay.
And then we had a wood stove. I mean, a wood box for the
kitchen.
The kitchen stove.
Refrigerator or ice box?
First, we had an ice box. But then afterwards, we got a little bit up in the world. And we got a refrigerator.
What was the porch like?
The porch is the same thing as it is now.
It was?
Yeah. It's the same. That wasn't...
It wasn't done over. Was it all screened in?
It was all screened in. Oh,
it
yeah.
was then, huh?
Okay. It was always screened in.
Yeah, on the porch.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to take the screens off. They're a problem for us because... you know, right now it looks really shanty because they cover it with plastic. So
and
I don't want to do that.
It's much warmer. Yeah.
Well, that makes it warmer, obviously, but it looks like that.
Yeah.
Andy Hill
well,
Road.
That came from Genovese.
Yeah,
He used to live here. And he gave it to us, or we paid something for it.
This was the record player.
Yeah.
Because it was down there.
The one that you cranked.
Hand cranked.
What happened to that?
It's down there.
I have no idea.
Down at the barn.
Oh, is
no,
it?
No,
oh, no,
no.
It was. No.
No.
Okay, it was down there.
Yes.
Oh, it was down there.
Rescued.
Because
it
the
was
antique
rescued.
Man did.
Yeah, we had it for the tax sale, and
yeah.
he didn't
tell
us about all wanted to return it.
Good. Okay.
It was in a crack type, you know?
Yes.
Right, the big records. And when we used to live up on Brandy Hill Road, every Sunday we used to have a big crowd coming from Hartford.
I used to have
every Sunday.
Yeah,
and they up at Brandy Hill.
When I was a kid, I drove the shack.
That's where we used to live. That's where I was born. Pete and I were born up on Brandy Hill Road. And the three other brothers, the older ones, were born in West Hartford.
Near Bitches
Plow.
Okay. The horses that Olga mentioned pulling the sleigh, where were they kept? Do you remember where the horses came from?
Were at the Valley Falls. They were their own. We had our own horses up on Brandy Hill.
Okay, but when the horses that Olga talked about at the sleigh ride, where were they? Those were beach horses?
They were, yeah.
Where did they keep those horses?
Where in the
Red Barn? Across the street?
No,
or
the
up,
barn
in the, up in the stable?
Yeah.
Okay, they kept them there.
The regular barn up on the hill.
That's
the,
where the sleigh?
The barn across the street from the house, that was a cow
house. Okay, all right. So the sleigh was in that the stable building up above the white farmhouse then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You used to work here at this house sometimes too?
Yes. Morris used to stay up here. When the beaches moved into Hartford for the winter,
and it was all frozen.
He had to stay here to take care of the furnaces
Sunday.
And things like that, and keep an eye on the place.
He told us there were three furnaces in this house at one time, or more than one. For
yeah, there
parts
was three.
There were three?
Three.
Okay.
And they used to put in 4 foot length to keep it heated.
Okay. Why did they have three, Bill? Different parts of the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had three furnaces in here. Well, it kept the people to cut wood to keep all these houses heated up during the winter time. Yeah, especially this one. But I think they closed part of this house
in the winter.
About nine, I think. At the farm.
How many furnaces did you cut down there? Did you take all the old furnaces out?
Almost 10 acres.
They weren't here?
No.
Oh!
We just replaced one.
Yeah, well, you must have got a big furnace, huh?
How many acres?
And does it use
oh,
oil?
Oh, wait. Oh, you mean the whole. The whole estate. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Wait a minute. Probably Bill would know.
What? The total acreage of the estate, including going to Bolton Notch, where you cut the wood.
Yeah.
Cut the wood. 400 something?
Yeah, there was over 400 acres. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they had the wood lot was mostly down by Bolton Notch. Wasn't
yes.
it where they cut a great deal?
They used to cut a lot of wood, yes.
Yeah, they cut all the chestnuts down.
When
it
the blight took
dead.
The chestnuts.
They hauled out wood for 6 months.
Who planted the pine plantations?
Their father.
Who's the father?
Oh, and the tulip tree plantation, too. Remember Papa planted?
Yeah.
The tulip trees.
The plantation? A tulip tree plantation. I only saw one or two.
Well,
tulip
that's
trees.
All that's left. Yeah, there were several.
Were more. Oh.
There were several. They were very, very tall. Remember the ones that Papa planted down in there?
Okay.
The big, and then the red pine grove, which died, that
right.
was Papa's.
There were three of them. Three.
Yes.
Right. They planted those also.
Yeah, he did. Their father did.
Okay. And what about the field that's up here? What did
that was always mowed.
That was always mowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were always
mowed. Yeah, that
mowed.
Was owned by Wolf. Was it Wolf Zachin or?
Tom Wolf?
No.
Now?
No, was. Then they donated it to the town?
No, that
no.
never sold.
No.
It's
Cummings.
Yes, it's still part of the town.
Billy.
Hey, Bill, how about the cows? Where?
So
how many cows were there in the basement of that?
Lions and John.
Sure. Yeah. Geez, I never counted them. I think there was seven or eight.
Cows?
Yeah.
Who did the milking?
My father and Morris. And my dad.
And then they took the milk where?
No, the chauffeur used to come out and pick it up.
The chauffeur came out and picked it up?
Yeah.
Bill?
Three
times a week?
Yeah, three times a week.
Three times a week.
Yeah, they had, let me see, one, two, three, four families that support.
So the milk from here went to Hartford to the Beach family?
Yeah,
yeah.
Cream and all the vegetables.
Eggs. And
chickens.
Turkeys.
Yeah, that's it.
I have a question. Where were the wells? We want to figure out where the water systems are around here. Like, where's the well? How did you get water, first of all?
From here?
Yeah.
That's
up the wells from Pete's place.
Across.
Well, before that.
That, where'd they get the water?
I don't know. No, I think right across from your house, they had a big reservoir there, concrete, and they came
down
there.
That was up across Pete's place.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, and Andy told us, see if this is correct. Up where Ravenscroft is now, up there, up the hill, there is a concrete cistern that collected water as it came naturally through what is this mountain area behind us on the east. That went into the cistern and came down under Bolton Road and then came down and fed
lawn.
Yeah, near your lawn, and then
and
came down again to the house, which was what they call it, the birches, Herman's
the
birch lit the birches, or birchwood, came across there into this house, went from here to the little fish, or the concrete pool that was down there, and I guess also into what was once the masonette, and then it continued down to where Tom Shea's house is.
Yeah,
now,
and then we also got water from there, too.
Okay, so it
the
went down from, it must have off and on up here, so it went down toward the white farmhouse where you lived. Where did it go It went straight down to your house, and you pumped it from the basement, Andy told me. From the basement of the White farmhouse, it was pumped up the hill to the stable.
Yeah, in the back of the barn there, there's a big concrete.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
And boy, we got to get barn and stable.
They used to fill that up with water to feed the dairy farm and the house. The way they used to get the water is up near the barn there.
The red barn.
The red barn, and they used to pump it right up there, and then it comes down gradually feed.
Okay, now wait, I want to get it straight. So the water from here went all the way down to the White House first?
No, that wasn't.
It went, okay, where did it go?
After that, a long time after that. They had their own water down
at
there.
At the White farmhouse?
You're right. Yeah.
You had your own well?
Yeah.
Okay, that's outside the house in the backyard, I think, somewhere.
No, it is not.
Where is it?
It's right, you know where the dairy cow barn is? And where all the water was going in there, and they put the drain, go up about 50 feet or so, there's a big well there. And
stone?
They used to pump that up and back of the horse barn, and then let it come down gravity feed for the house and the dairy barn.
Where was the pump that pumped it from this well that you're talking about?
It was down in the cellar. In the White House.
They let it run down into the basement of your house and then pumped it up?
They must have.
We have to bring them over to this exposed.
But there was a well there. You said 50 feet up from where they put the pipe in the ground.
For the red barn.
And that's where your well is.
Yeah, they found it. And it's full of water.
It's full of water. We've seen it.
Yeah. They found it, and they're going to clean around and put a big stone on top of it.
So that was a well built.
I thought they filled it in, but they didn't.
Okay, you're saying that is a well because when... Yes, that's what's concerned me, because further on down toward this house, there is a big stone slab, almost a rectangle, sitting on top of something in the ground. We thought that might be the well.
Yeah, that's right.
There's two things there. This big round thing, round stone line thing, there's no pipe leading into it that we could see. So how water would get into that, we can't figure out.
I don't know. I didn't know that one.
There's no pipe leading into it. So we thought it might be a septic system for the red house.
That's the well. That wasn't no septic tank.
That's the well?
Yes.
Why would you pump water into something that's
They used to take that water and pump it back to the horse barn in that big tank. And then they let it... come down, grab the feet, and then to the dairy barn, and then the house. That's what it was.
So this, you believe, is it's right behind the barn, right up on the barn on the hillside.
It isn't too far from the road either.
Right.
And
this is the well.
That's the well.
Was it an artesian
well?
Artesian well?
What?
Was it where the water came to the surface?
No.
Did it have a cover on it? Or was it open? What was in there? Did you have a pail that went down and brought the water up? Was the water at the surface?
No. They pump it out.
Okay, you had a crank pump like?
No, by gas, a motor.
Gas engine?
Gasoline engine. Yeah.
Oh, there's an engine pumped the water out.
In the back of the barn in that big tank. And then it came down to feed the dairy farm.
Okay.
And the house.
Okay. Out of that.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's not the septic tank.
Ah, but it smells like it.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it is now.
No,
if it isn't, there's
his pipes is way over through them.
Who, Tom Shade?
Yeah.
Closer to the road?
No.
Further back?
Yeah. No. You know where that where they used to put the manure pit was down there?
Yeah. Oh, all right. So the one...
Just about 5 or 10 feet this way, right across there, it's always wet.
Yes.
That's where it is.
That's where the well is, underneath all of that?
That's where the septic tank is.
And what goes into there now? Where did the septic tank hook to or from?
Where did it come from?
What was hooked to that septic tank?
That's hooked to, I shouldn't be telling that.
Tom Shea's?
That's hooked up to Shea and the garage apartment.
And the septic is behind the red barn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought when they were putting the pipes in there, they found it.
They found water, but anyhow. What other stories would you like?
Okay.
The orchard of the fields or where the cows mowed and mowed.
Victoria, you can have this back.
And what is this? There's plenty of time.
This is, we have to get a picture of this. This is beautiful. We don't blow it up because we're fascinated by this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, these are the ones around the back of where. That's the pool that we have covered up
with. Yeah, you've done the wrong thing.
No, we did the right thing because we'd be liable for anyone falling in it. We put the gazebo on top.
You should have put a fence around it so nobody knows.
But anyhow.
And what happened to that beautiful rose garden?
It wasn't there when we came. It was nothing. It was all gone. Let me see.
Oh, that's where the gazebo is on top of the...
Yep. That's Mrs. Beach in the Rose Garden, and that's a view at the end of the house. Did they have a fire in the chimney here, a chimney fire way back? Do you remember?
I think they did. I think they did.
Because I see in this old picture
that
center chimney is stone, but now it's covered with concrete.
Yeah, I think they did. And the whole family, too, right?
what about the cows? Where were the meadow for the cows to feed?
They in the back there, went way down all in them woods. Oh, they kept that nice and clean. It was nice.
Yes, that's where they live now.
Yeah.
And here's the pond. But here's the whole estate when they had the tennis courts.
Who were the two guys swimming?
Though that was Charlie Beach and some friend of his sitting down low. And the pond is only about 3 feet deep, so they were squatting down his jokes.
Yeah, I think I remember when I was going out.
Telling them.
Who lived in Shay's house at that meeting? One thing was the gardener to start with.
Oh, you're leaving?
I have to leave.
It was nice seeing you. Okay, bye-bye.
The chauffeur that worked for them came here, and I guess he went up into one of the other bedrooms, got himself drunk, and never showed up. Do you remember the chauffeur?
Oh, yeah, Bill McKeough.
Okay. Do you tell me the stories about him?
Well, he was nothing but a drunk. If you want to know the truth, yeah. And Mrs. Beach used to adore him because he was a very attractive man like that. And she used to come down and see him. Oh, she didn't know it. She was shaking all over. He used to steal her blind.
How did he steal things? From the house?
No, I mean money? When he bought, he used her money. He needed more money for this and that. And he had to go to the grocery store. He didn't have enough of money. He was always drunk.
He needed some money to buy some rooms.
Right, well, I think it was Andy or Morris told me the story that Mrs. Beach, I guess the phone line was out here, and that she couldn't get him to come. So finally, she sent maybe Morris to look for him. He was stone drunk. She fired him.
Yeah.
He was asleep upstairs in one of the bedrooms. So he wasn't very reliable.
No, he wasn't. No.
Well, I didn't know nothing about this. Andrew and I was overseas. He used to come and pick up all the vegetables and the milk and the eggs and the stuff. He used to take them up in the sandbank and throw them all away and try to get my brother and my father in trouble.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. He was a nut. On the end, he was crazy. And then Charlie Beach and them, they had to get Morris and them had to get a ladder to go upstairs and get him out. And they threw him out and fired him.
A ladder? But the house was locked?
Yeah. He wouldn't let nobody come in.
Okay.
He was.
She was a bad egg.
Yeah, I must have been. But you worked here in the house. You helped the beaches now and then, didn't you also? You were here?
No. Okay. I just came up once a week to change Morris's bed and clean up his bed.
Because he occupied
and
that.
And then once in a while, if they had, like, Christmas time, she'd ask me if I'd come up and do the dishes, but I didn't have to wait. I'd just do the dishes and put them away, and that's all. No, I didn't do any housework.
Oh, God. Yeah. Carol, you should do this about once a month.
Okay.